This hour of the Alex Jones podcast brought to you by FakeTV.com. FakeTV is the burglar deterrent that makes it look like you're home watching television. Don't be a burglary victim. Go to FakeTV.com. Order a fake TV for just $29.95 and shipping is free.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-up. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
July 2nd, 2014. I'm David Knight, your host for this hour. Alex is going to be joining us later in the show, and we're also going to have an interview with Harry Dent, an economist who is going to talk to us about the metrics of what's happening. We've got a pretty high stock market right now. The Dow hit 17,000 this week. He thinks that's at the top, and he's going to talk about what he thinks is next. And he's not the only one who's talking about that. We've got Donald Trump saying that Americans need to prepare for financial ruin. But he's going to be joining us later in the show. Of course, yesterday we had Peter Van Buren, who was talking about the ghost of Tom Joad, essentially a retelling of the Depression-era story of Grapes of Wrath, putting that in the context of not the Dust Bowl, but the Rust Belt. So that was kind of a fictional take on it. Today we're going to have someone who's going to talk to us about the economics of it, about the metrics of it. We have a couple of stories that are breaking. You know, even as I was driving into work today, even PBS is talking about health concerns at the border. As the border collapses and we see anyone and everyone coming in, as we see people being held in very close quarters in conditions that are less than ideal for sanity, we see that even they're talking about it, but of course they're downplaying the risk. They're talking about it because they want to reassure people that there's not any risk. Well, there actually is, and you know, as we buy Border Patrol agents, and there's a story that's still up on Drudge today, two more swine flu cases confirmed among minor detainees, another two treated for flu-like symptoms. This is Don Salazar's story. We talked to Border Patrol agents there. They were very concerned. Border Patrol agents are testing positive for some of these diseases, not just H1N1, but other diseases that are coming in. They contacted the CDC, and the CDC said, that's not our job. Clearly, they're not worried about it, but they are worried enough about it to essentially tell the government mouthpieces and the mainstream media to start reassuring the public that, don't worry, that we're not going to open the door to a pandemic or maybe to terrorism or to drug cartels. It's just for the children that we're collapsing the borders. Also up today, we've got a story, a further breakdown of what happened with Facebook as people discovered that they were part of a very large experiment to see if Facebook, with its massive reach, could manipulate the public's mood. Answer, yes, they can. But there's a little bit more to that. Actually, they're linked to Pentagon research on civil unrest. This is a story that's up on InfoWars. Steve Watson points out that the research appears to be at least in part connected to a Pentagon-led project called the Minerva Initiative. So we're going to break that down for you and the connections there at Cornell University. But there's a huge story that's coming out. Of course, a bill has been introduced in California. California is AB 1014, labeled the most draconian gun control legislation in the country. This is a bill that would allow the police to confiscate guns based on accusation alone. Based on accusation alone. Now, this is something that ought to concern everyone, not just people who favor gun control. This is something that even the people who favor gun control, I should say, should be concerned about this, because this is another area where they're gutting due process and real trials. It's another area where we're moving into a kind of a star chamber legal system. You know, we have the FISA court. That's not a real court. It's just a single judge. No adversarial relationship there. No jury. You don't have a jury of your peers before your rights are taken away with this. We should be very concerned about things like the FISA court. We should be very concerned about things like this California law, regardless of the issue. Whether it's about guns or whatever, we should be concerned that people's fundamental rights, that their property, can be taken away merely by accusation. We're going to be talking more about that. And, of course, at the same time that's happening, we learned that from the Wall Street Journal, that Janet Yellen, the new Fed commission, has this massive security detail surrounding her as if she was a president of the United States. That's the double standard. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth deep earth crystals, and the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday, July 2nd, 2014. I'm David Knight. Alex Jones is going to be joining us live in the studio later in the show. We're also going to have Harry Dent, the economist, talking to us about what he sees as the challenges ahead. And of course, yesterday we had Peter Van Buren giving us a fictional look at the current situation in America's decline since the 1950s, kind of a retelling of the Grapes of Wrath, calls it the Ghost of Tom Joad, the story of the 99%. He looks at the decline since the 1950s, and of course, as we heard Hemingway say in his book, The Sun Also Rises, one of the characters is asked how he went bankrupt. He said, well, gradually at first, and then suddenly. And that's the way we believe this is going to roll out. Things are certainly accelerating. We have the collapse of the border as part of the Cloward and Piven strategy, strategized back in the 1960s to collapse the United States with a welfare state, an entitlement state, to rapidly increase that to the point that it could no longer be sustained, so they could rebuild on the ruins of America the kind of socialist utopia that they want to see. And that is a common recurring theme, to see people talking about destroying America so they can rebuild their socialist utopia. We went to see America Last Night by Dinesh D'Souza. It was an early release. Its official release is today. And that was a common theme. You hear that a lot, that America has to be destroyed so that we can rebuild something completely different. I liked the film. I give it a thumbs up. I'm going to talk a little bit later, though, a little bit more qualified about that. We went, several of us with InfoWars went there last night, and we uploaded a review that's now up on YouTube. Jakari Jackson, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, Kit Daniels, and I, and my son Travis, we all went and we talked what we saw about that. But I wanted to break that down a little bit more because I think there's a little bit more to it. You know, the movie that I really am anxious to see was the one that they previewed, which was about Gary Webb that's coming up in October. It's called Kill the Messenger. It's played by Jeremy Renner. I hope that they're going to really lay out what happened with Iran-Contra, with the crack cocaine epidemic that the CIA created in L.A. with Freeway Ricky Ross, and the murder of Gary Webb, not the suicide of Gary Webb. You know, he was killed. I hated to see. One of the things I didn't like in the Dinesh D'Souza movie was, although he talked about Aaron Schwartz, he talked about it as if he had been driven to suicide. I don't believe that his psychological outlook was one that was conducive to suicide. We've seen this so many, many times. And I don't think that Aaron Schwartz was driven to suicide. Carmen Ortiz, the prosecutor there, her husband tweeted that they had offered him a deal, not a 35-year in prison, but just a few months, and he turned that down. He was a fighter. He was every bit as much of a fighter as Dinesh D'Souza. And if Dinesh D'Souza suddenly commits suicide, I'm not going to believe that either. I think you ought to see this movie. I think there's a lot to talk about. It talks about real substantive stuff. I mean, go to see it instead of Transformers. I mean, you'll be talking about Transformers and asking yourself and everybody that saw it, what was that about, if you do go waste your money on that? But this is something that's real. This is something that you can talk about. And, of course, you're not going to agree with everything he has to say because it's politics. And nobody agrees totally on politics, just like they don't agree on religion. Now, we have a key story that's up on InfoWars.com today. A bill would allow the police to confiscate guns based on accusations alone. This is California's bill AB 1014, labeled the most draconian gun control legislation in the country. They would allow the police to confiscate a person's firearms solely on the basis of an accusation made against the gun owner by a family member or a health professional. See, that's one of the dangerous things that we did in the wake of some of these mass shootings. People on the right started saying, hey, we need to give the psychological community power over our lives. That is insane. That's really insane. And people, even people who support gun control, should be concerned about this because of the loss of due process. In so many areas of our lives, we are seeing due process thrown under the bus, shredded, destroyed. Whether it's the NDAA or whether it's things like this, we need to have an adversarial trial. We need to have a real trial with a judge, with somebody representing the other side. We need to have a jury. We've pretty much lost jury trials. They've used threats and escalated the charges so much that most people don't go with the jury trial. And part of that is because the judges have been lying to the juries about what their real power and their responsibility is. We need fully informed juries who understand that they're not there just to judge the facts of the law. They're there to judge the law itself. We have many state constitutions that say that explicitly. And it is implied in all of the history of English common law that that is the responsibility of juries. We have to watch each other's backs. That's where the people have their greatest power, in veto, and that is in vetoing laws. That's one of the ways that we stopped alcohol prohibition, even before they repealed that amendment. So this is something that ought to concern everybody. And here's an example that's given out of the article. If, for example, person A goes to a judge and files a complaint about person B can then have his or her guns and gun rights taken away without any idea why, or to even have a chance to plead their case. Do you really want to throw due process away to that extent? Only after law enforcement searched person B, their family, friends, place of work, anywhere else that police might have thought person B would hide guns, would that person then have the right to defend themselves? You would be guilty until proven innocent. You know, we've seen that happen with all of the regulatory agencies. They all operate under this civil idea that because they're going to file a quote-unquote civil action against you, whether it's the IRS or the EPA or the Bureau of Land Management or whoever it is. All of these organizations that have been created, the Congress has essentially abdicated their legislative responsibilities to these groups, these fiefdoms, these bureaucracies. They create their own internal courts where you are guilty and have to prove your innocence. They even have, in many cases now, their own police that they're heavily arming. We need to be very concerned about this trend in America. And look at this hypocrisy. We see the Wall Street Journal reporting that the security detail for Fed chairwoman irks her neighbors. This is Janet Yellen. They said, one of the most powerful economic policymakers in the world moved into the neighborhood and ruined it, according to many. They say the neighbors said earlier this year the security detail protecting new Federal Reserve chairwoman Janet Yellen barreled through the cul-de-sac where she lives in oversized vans loaded with guns, cameras, and takeout pizza. It established an armed camp, they said, next door to Mrs. Foreman's townhome, according to a written bill of grievance presented by concerned neighbors demanding that the uniformed police presence is uncomfortable for residents of various religious persuasions like Quakers. But listen to some of the things that they do. They have said security trucks weighing approximately 7,000 pounds each sit idling on the street for approximately 22 minutes each day as she's getting ready for her morning pickup. And then, of course, they race out along with their Secret Service police. The government is paying $5,000 or $6,000 a month or more to rent an entire townhome in Georgetown to put the cops in. Now, this picture that's at the top of the article has a card stuck in the window that says Federal Reserve Police on official business. Yeah, we're offering the kind of protection to this private corporation. The head of this private corporation, the Federal Reserve, is not federal. It is private. And this bankster, this gangster, is getting security from the feds like she's the president or the vice president. We didn't provide this kind of security probably to the president before World War II. And now look at what we do for our banker in chief. Now, as we're talking about prohibition and what they're doing, what they're trying to do with guns, we should remember how this turned out with alcohol prohibition. We should remember how it turned out with marijuana prohibition, for example. Look at this report from Liberty Crier. It says 6 months of legal marijuana and Colorado has more cash and less crime. Now, they point out that there's been a 10% decrease in overall crime from the last year in Colorado and a 5.2% drop in violent crime. They have taken in $10 million in taxes in just 10 months. Guess what? We can handle freedom. We can handle marijuana and guns. What we can't handle is prohibition, because prohibition gives a monopoly to the worst elements of society, to organized crime. That's why you got a lot of law enforcement against prohibition. I've talked many times to that organization, LEAP. We've interviewed them on the nightly news, on the radio here. They're against prohibition because prohibition itself is a problem. It destroys society. It increases crime. And you're going to see crime increase a lot if you prohibit guns. Even more so than the prohibition of marijuana. You're going to see guns take a new and virulent form as they're released into a free black market. You're going to see design take off, just like you've seen in alcohol prohibition, the increase in the concentration of alcohol, just as you saw in all drug prohibition, the increase in concentration. Even in marijuana, they increased it during prohibition. And, of course, news has also come out. This is interesting. This is up on InfoWars.com. Former Arizona Governor Gary Johnson is now becoming the CEO of a pot company. He says, I'm excited about this. I think this is really a change in the world kind of thing. The company is going to be Nevada-based. It's Cannabis Sativa or Sativa. I don't know how to pronounce it. Sativa. Thank you. Thank you. So anyway, that's going to bear watching. Now, on economics news, we have a lot of news coming up, and we're going to be right back. We're coming up to a break. But, of course, Donald Trump is telling us that we need to prepare for financial ruin. And, of course, later in the show, we're going to be talking to Harry Dent, and we're going to see what he thinks. what he thinks about the timing. We've talked in recent days to Gerald Celente and others. It is accelerating, and we need to be aware of what's going on, and we need to take precautions. We're going to be right back, and I'm going to give you a little bit more of my take on Dinesh D'Souza's America. Stay with us.
GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and get the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I don't have to tell you, this economy sucks. Unlike the political elite and Wall Street bankers, you know that debts don't disappear and bailouts have big consequences. Stock and real estate market bubbles can pop at any moment and evaporate most or all of your retirement savings. Folks, we're in the weakest economy of our lifetime, and it's likely to get much worse. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. And I'm here to tell you, this may be the best thing that could happen to you if you move decided and develop a backup plan immediately. Proportionately more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in history, and history is about to repeat itself. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
No one knows what it's like to be the Batman, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Now, Alex is going to be joining us live in the studio to cover news as well as to interview Harry Dent on the economy. There's a lot of economic news that's popped out in the last couple of days. Of course, we know that the border collapse is part of a planned economic collapse of America. But It's not just there that it's happening. We're going to see some massive new taxes everywhere that are going to be rolling out. One of those is coming in the form of highway taxes. As I reported just last week, we see all of these mainstream media outlets talking about a 12-cent hike in the federal gas tax, a 12-cent hike. It's not a 12-cent hike. Right now, the federal gas tax is 18 cents per gallon. So if you add 12 cents to that, you're doing a 67% increase in federal taxes. Now, Obama released this plan yesterday. It's a very large plan. He says his highway plan is not crazy, it's not socialism, and it's not an imperial presidency. Well, actually, it's going to be a lot of corporate cronyism. It's going to be a lot of corporate fascism, economic fascism. But there is a socialist aspect of it. Even though they're going to increase all of these taxes, a lot of these taxes are not going to be going to your roads and to your bridges. They're going to be building the socialist dream, and that is light rail, commuter trains, that sort of thing. Here's a clip from Obama.
It's not crazy. It's not socialism. You know, it's not, you know, the imperial presidency, or no laws are broken. We're just building roads and bridges like we've been doing for the last, I don't know, 50, 100 years.
Yeah, right. It's also not a 12-cent bump. It is a 67% bump in gasoline taxes. And that's not the only place where they're going up on things. We got an article on InfoWars.com from Zero Hedge. It says interest on new student loans is going to rise by 20%. Starting July the 1st, all new loans for the 2013-2014 student year will increase from 3.86% to 4.66%. And he does the math. He actually does math. That's a 20% increase. But see, the mainstream media would present that to you and say, that's less than a penny. What they're doing is, look at this in the context of what's happening at the border. They're opening the border. They're offering either in-state tuition to illegal citizens, as John Bowne calls them, and that's a good way to put it, because, of course, as he said, they're illegal, but they get all of the benefits of citizens. Actually, they get even more benefits than citizens. Citizens can't go to another state that they haven't lived in and get in-state tuition, but the illegal citizens can. They can even get full-ride tuition at many of these places. Now, if you're an American citizen, if you're a legal citizen, then you're going to have to essentially work for these banksters the rest of your life, because even if you go bankrupt, you're not going to be able to get rid of the student debt. But, of course, there is a way for you to get out, and that is if you will pledge to do indentured servitude to the federal government, to Washington. People are catching on. You know, Obama just came out in a Quinnipiac poll that voters think he's the worst president since 1945. 33% of the voters think that Obama is worse than any other president since World War II. George Bush came in second at 28%. Third place was Richard Nixon, and he was at 13%. Jimmy Carter was at 8%. You know, there's something else that people can agree on, and this is a very good sign. 74% of Americans don't believe that they have to give up privacy for security. That is a false trade, just like giving up your liberty for security. If you give up your liberty for security, you will never have any security. Slaves don't have security. To the extent that you give up your liberty, to that extent, you become a slave. And if you give up all of your liberty, you live in a prison. It's called maximum security. And so now people have been told that for a long time. They need to trade off liberty for security. And so many people buy that because they've been propagandized about that for so long. But they haven't been propagandized about this privacy issue for very long. And the encouraging thing about this is that this is across all seven political categorizations of the Pew Research Center that took this poll. And look at these different ones. Now, the highest one was the hard-pressed skeptics. That was 83%. The lowest ones were tied for the next generation left and the faith and family left. They only agreed at 66%. I thought the left was unified, that we all have a right to privacy. Oh, I'm sorry. That's just what they mean when they say abortions. They don't really want you to have real privacy. But at least even there, a majority, 66%, don't want to see that trade-off. We're going to be right back with more news and that review about America. Dinesh D'Souza.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Man, when I get home from work, all Betty does is watch her reality TV and then she goes to sleep. I can take her on romantic dates, I get her flowers, you name it. She's just not the woman I married.
Oh, Ralph, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? Are the honeymoon days of your relationship long gone? If so, consider the abundance of chemical additives, pesticides, BPA containers, contaminated tap water, and other toxic substances found in our environment. Experts know our bodies are suffering and being thrown off balance, especially when it comes to your natural systems. Forget synthetic chemicals. Super Female Vitality brings forward key herbs specifically chosen for women's biology without the use of phony additives. Get your bottle of Super Female Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139. InfoWarsLife.com. Live life healthy.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Now, many of us see a bad moon rising. We see this collapse of the border. We understand what that's going to mean economically to the country. As I just reported, Obama's new bill is not just a 12-cent hike. It is a 67% increase in highway taxes. Much of that money is going to be redistributed to crony capitalists, to a kind of fascism. But it's also going to be reallocated to things other than roads and bridges for the cars and the drivers who are paying those highway taxes. A lot of that's going to be redirected to these pet projects, these crony capitalism projects to put in light rail. And, of course, they're also going up on student loans by 20%. Those are just some of the economic issues. Things are accelerating. Alex Jones is going to be in the show live in studio. He's going to go over some of the news that's coming up, and I know he's going to have a lot to say about this new California bill that would allow police to confiscate guns just based on accusation, shredding the whole idea of due process. Now, last night we went to
see the new film by Dinesh D'Souza, America, and I want to give you a little bit more about my take on that. But before I do, I want to let you know that this hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by our sponsor, My Patriot Supply. As we look at the pending economic collapse, the collapse of the border, the soaring meat prices, the soaring prices at the gas pump, it's clear there's no longer time to wait. You need to start getting prepared today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Check out their complete line of preparedness products. My Patriot Supply is the home of the Patriot Pantry line of emergency food storage. If you don't have food, you're no threat to the New World Order. They're counting on you to be ever-dependent slaves to their system of control. But you can fight back. You can establish independence for yourself, for your family, by securing your own private supply of storable food. There's no better way to prepare than this Patriot-owned company. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex for some of the best special offers to listeners of this product, of this broadcast. For limited time only, they're offering additional discounts off their already low prices. That site, again, is MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Now, as I was just saying, we have a film review from last night. The official release of Dinesh D'Souza's America is today. Several of us with the InfoWar crew went there last night. Jakari Jackson, Kit Daniels, and I, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, my son, we gave our take on it on an iPhone just as we stepped outside the movie theater. As I've thought about it more, I wanted to kind of, I gave it a thumbs up. I like it. I would recommend that you go to see it. We need to support independent film. We need to support a variety of voices who are going to give us a different take on things than the Michael Moores of the world, than Hollywood. We need that other conversation in there. And there's some very good things about this movie. I thought the production values were excellent. As Darren McBreen said, the Fox News crowd is going to love their worldview on it. It's very Republican, very GOP. But just like religion and politics, there's a lot of disagreement that people are going to have about a lot of different issues. One of the strongest things that he had in there was his take on Saul Alinsky, his expose of Saul Alinsky. That's very good. And if you've got somebody in school, if you've got family or children who are in college or somebody that's even in government school, his take on Howard Zinn and Howard Zinn's revisionist history of America, that was really the main thrust of the movie, in my opinion. It was really kind of the academic world in which Dinesh D'Souza really kind of stays for the most part. And so that was what he was most concerned about. And that was how American history was being changed by Howard Zinn and others to try to make us collectively feel guilty, because that's a way that they can essentially take down our system of government. And at that level, he's very right. That whole premise is a very strong premise, that we don't want to destroy America and rebuild this socialist paradise. And that's the motivation with Howard Zinn and many of these other people. But I think that's also a weakness of the film, in that it ignores the police state. It ignores what George Bush did. When he looks at these various criticisms from the academic left, when he looks at the criticisms about slavery, when he looks at the criticisms about how the Indians were treated, when he looks at the criticisms about what we're doing with the military-industrial complex, his defense, I thought, really fell flat. When he talks about slavery, it was essentially talking about how the other countries of the world, historically, and all other countries have had slaves. That just doesn't do it. It's not enough to say everybody does it. We need to condemn it without any reservations, categorically, and we need to move on. Where he got it right were in quotes like from Bono, where he talked about the ideals of America, that America was essentially an idea. And that's what we need to take away from the founders. The founders had a wonderful idea of building a country based on individual liberty and certain inalienable rights. Now, they were less than perfect people. There was hypocrisy in what they did. There was contradiction in what they did. We don't need to make excuses for that. We can condemn that and still embrace the ideal. Part of what they did was to give us a system of government of checks and balances. That came from their Christian understanding of the fallen nature of man, that man is inherently evil. Because we're not angels, we cannot give absolute power to people in government. And so they created a system of checks and balances, both within the central government and outside of the central government against the central government to balance it in multiple ways, because the thing they were most concerned about was consolidation. Now, the tack that Dinesh D'Souza and many conservatives take, and this is what I didn't talk about in the review, is to counterbalance these founders who owned slaves at the beginning of the Republic, to try to counter them by making Abraham Lincoln into some kind of a liberating saint, to do a hagiography on him. And there was far too much naive stuff in there about Abraham Lincoln. If you want to know about Abraham Lincoln, look up The Real Abraham Lincoln by Thomas DiLorenzo or Lincoln the Man. There's many historical books that point out what happened during the Civil War. Lincoln destroyed due process. He gave us an income tax. He gave us a draft. We had some of the biggest riots we've ever had in this country. He was opposed by many of the abolitionists who had supported abolition. They opposed what Abraham Lincoln was doing. That does not balance or justify what happened with these slaves from the founders. We don't have to rely on having some kind of a saint replace these initial founders. We need to understand that the system itself needs to be reformed in some areas, but it's not bad based on evil men or less than perfect men. And so we don't need to create a false version of Abraham Lincoln in order to move this country forward. That was my biggest criticism of it. I was very disappointed to see just the lockstep embrace of what happened in Iraq, Afghanistan, Vietnam, all these continual wars that we've had after World War II, not recognizing this is being driven by the military-industrial complex to say that we didn't make any money off of Vietnam, that we didn't make any money off of Iraq. No, there were people who made a lot of money off of those wars. They're called the military-industrial complex. We don't need to excuse it based on that. Those were inexcusable lies that were told to the American public. A lot of people who were compartmentalized went and fought in those wars for very noble reasons, but they were lied to. We just had a congressman come out and say that we need to stop talking about how mistakes were made and talk about how we were lied to. Dennis Kucinich said that. He said that in the Huffington Post, and the very next day, Harry Reid comes out and said mistakes were made on Iraq. No, we need to own up to our mistakes. We need to own up to the fact that we were lied to about Iraq. We need to own up to the fact that slavery was wrong, not make any excuses for it, and understand that even the people who gave us that system of government, the founders, were less than perfect. But that doesn't take away from the ideas of individual liberty and freedom. When I went to Bilderberg and was talking to people there in Copenhagen, we were talking about how the Constitution had essentially been just a dead letter, a piece of paper, according to George Bush, as he's reported to have said. It's just a blank piece of paper. But they said, you have something very important that we don't have in Denmark, and that is a tradition, a history of individual liberty. You have a system of government that was based on that, and that's something that's very important that we need to hang on to. So I would still recommend that you go see the film, but I would also recommend that you spend a little bit of time and learn about Abraham Lincoln and not try to justify what the wrongs that other people have done by creating a false hagiography about Abraham Lincoln. Now, there's a story that's breaking today. HHS bars a congressman in Oklahoma from seeing immigrant children. As we've talked about many times, there is an opacity about what's going on. They're trying to keep this secret. They're barring even congressmen from going in. This is Jim Bridenstine, Republican of Oklahoma. He said, what are they trying to hide? Do they not want the children to speak with members of Congress? As a Navy pilot, I've been involved in operations countering illicit human trafficking. I would like to know to whom these children are being released. That's a very good point. Are they being held and released into a human trafficking operation? Because that happens in America as well. He said the security guards would not even let him in. He says, what kind of a country do we have when even a congressman can't see what's going on? And that's what we ran into when our reporters went down for the Nancy Pelosi photo op that happened this last Saturday. Here's a clip of what happened to Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs as Michael Savage talks about it, what the real media is doing.
Son, I believe in America. I believe in the rule of law. I believe in borders. I believe in language. I believe in culture. And I am sick and tired of seeing illegitimate, illegal aliens running all over my country and running all over Congress and rioting and screaming for what they want. Why don't we riot? Why don't we go to a Durbin's office and tell him what we think of him? It would only take small groups of 50 people at any time to start screaming at any congressman or senator, wherever they may go. Groups of 50, that's all it would take. You get your way, I can guarantee you. I didn't say hurt anybody. That's the last thing you want to do. If they'll let illegal aliens break into Congress and start screaming and spewing hatred, demanding amnesty for 30 million illegal aliens, why don't you let Durbin know, Feinstein know, Boxer know, Pelosi know? You know, someone tried this from, it was from InfoWars over the weekend. Oh, we have a wonderful soundbite. One of their reporters tried to talk to Ms. Pelosi, the imperious. They wouldn't let him near her. They said he wasn't a designated journalist. Do we have that soundbite? I know we do. He went up to her, and it's Joe Biggs from Prison Planet in clip number two. Listen to this.
And here we are. That's the question I asked. I didn't get much of a response. Kind of put her head down and rushed out of here in her convoy. But it's kind of funny the spot she picked. If you look, we got the swing set. There's a school in the background because, like she said during the conference, that it's all about the children. This humanitarian crisis is all about the children. But when I spoke to the vice president of the Border Patrol unit 2 days ago, he said that the cartels were using these children as a beard. And what was happening was we're pulling these Border Patrol agents off our borders and allowing these other...
You can see that full clip of Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs up on our YouTube channel. That's what happens when we go and try to confront people and ask real questions. She had a photo op. I don't think she even took questions. And that's what outraged Michael Savage. And it's even worse than that. We see congressmen who are not allowed to have access, who are not allowed to know what's happening to these children. Are they being turned over to a child trafficking operation? He says any member of Congress, this is the congressman from Oklahoma, Jim Bridenstine, he said any member of Congress should have the legal authority to visit a federal youth detention facility without waiting 3 weeks. Now, joining us in the studio is Alex Jones. Welcome back, Alex. Great to have you here.
David, I took off a week to spend time with a family. You know, over the years, I tend to not ever take off, and then I get more and more frantic on air and more wild, which I guess has its place, but it's good for me to take off. So I did take off, and it gives you a lot of retrospective. Also, you can pull back and see the big picture. And so I've got a lot of important things to talk about in the second and third hour today. Again, my flight back into the United States was canceled once it got into Houston last night, the flight from Houston back in to Austin once I got back into the U.S. And so that was canceled by about 1 in the morning. So I got up about 5 in the morning. And then that was held back. And then we finally got here about an hour and a half ago.
Sounds like our trip to Copenhagen.
Yeah, but nothing. Yours was even worse. Yeah. Day after day of being canceled.
When they lost our luggage, canceled our car. Yeah.
Yeah, you can really see America rotting. And I think that's the perspective I want to talk about, to recognize how far we've fallen so that we can realize why this has been done and how we turn it around. So I've got some pretty heavy issues that obviously dovetails with exactly what you're covering here today, because what we're witnessing is tyranny. Mm-hmm. And it's now reached a point, as we warned people for so long it would, where the bottom falls out and there's no restraint. And we are now going to see, as the criminology and psychology shows for thousands of years, before they had the term psychology out of Germany or Russia or England, thousands of years ago, you know, rulers and social engineers knew the systems that control populations. We also know the types of elites that are out there throughout history and how they manifest. And they start acting out. A psychopath that's killed 10, 15, 20 people starts getting wilder and wilder, taunting the police. They do that a lot. Operating out in the open, instead of killing one person every few months, starts being two or three a weekend.
Sending them clues so that they can almost want to get caught.
Yeah, you know?
And that's what we see happening with these people.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a fact that a bunch of these kids are mules. Mm-hmm. It's a fact they've been using bases forever for drug dealing. It's a fact that they, every time we try to go to a press conference, we show up and the military threatens our reporters. Yes. And says, we'll take your military ID away if you keep coming to these. And we're like, here's the press release. There's a press conference. But it isn't a press conference. They have these things, you notice, on federal reservations now.
Yeah.
The congresswomen, criminals like Pelosi, I mean, this is an arch-terrorist criminal. We're literally destroying the country right now. and then saying we're racist if we don't want open borders. No one has open borders. If we bordered Switzerland, they wouldn't be letting us in because we don't have the wealth and things they have. And they wouldn't want us on their welfare system. This is having one of the most failed countries in the world bordering us with the whole world going into depression. I mean, Latin America, the Caribbean, the crime rates have more than doubled on average. It's all over the news, the travel advisories. I just came back from the Caribbean. And even in the places that have been some of the better areas with low crime, I talked to the police and they said, no, we just don't put it in the newspaper. Watch out. Mm. And that was in, well, I'll talk about it coming up later. It's just that the world is being artificially collapsed right now. And we're going to be discussing that. I come back and put some bookends on this in this next segment and five into the next hour, David. And then I'm going to come in. I'll probably do some overdrive today as well. We may have shuffled Lord Monckton tomorrow. I'm not sure. And is Mr. Dent still on?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So, again, I literally just took a shower because I didn't have my toiletries. That was in the check-in luggage. So I also had to run home and, you know, shave and things. I was sure I was killing people on the plane with bad breath today, this morning, but and everybody else around me. But we're going to come back. It's just there's so much to talk about. We can look at all the window dressing articles and the latest shoe to drop, but it's the larger societal de-evolution we're at that we'll be talking about coming up. Again, I'm Alex Jones, back in the saddle, late, but still here with David Knight, who's done a superlative job, and we want to thank all the sponsors and listeners and the great crew as well. Stay with us.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Alex is going to be joining us in the next hour, live here in the studio. He's going to tell you what he's been doing, relaxing, taking some time with his family, as we all need to do. And he's going to have a lot to say, I'm sure, about the massive developments that have happened in the last week or so, the collapse of the border, this new bill in California that's going to do away with any due process for anyone who owns a gun. You can just have them seized, your rights terminated by mere accusation. And not even just by a psychiatrist, but it can be done by some family member who doesn't like you. Anyone. You don't have a right to a real trial. And we see that happening in area after area after area. Another story up on Infowars.com. Privacy and Civil Liberties Board is mostly unconcerned about PRISM or backbone tapping by the NSA. Now, this is an organization, the Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board, PCLOB. Now, if you look up this organization on the web, you see that they describe themselves as an independent bipartisan agency within the executive branch. Well, they criticize the 215 bulk data collection efforts, but now on this 702 program, they are essentially saying it's legal, it's constitutional, and it's effective as a counterterrorism tool. No, it's not. It's not any of those things. It's not constitutional, it's not legal, and it's not effective to have this PRISM program as well as Dragnet backbone tapping. You're not going to see the government agencies stand up and back our individual liberties. But people are realizing that that's exactly what is happening, is that we're losing our privacy on just the promise of security. A very encouraging report was one that I just talked about, where we had the majority of people in seven different demographic areas said that they would not trade their privacy for security. And of course, the lowest one was 66%, with a couple of self-described left viewing demographics. But across the board, it went up to 88%, and it was every one of them, it was a majority of them, realized that this was a false promise that we were being given. This is a corrupt, hypocritical government. We see the border collapsing at the same time they continue to do these rollouts internally, spying on us, handling us with the TSA. Now we've got another incident, and that is Congress people are now no longer going to have to report travel that is paid for by private groups. This is something that was done behind closed doors without a public announcement. It was done by the House Ethics Committee. They reversed more than three decades of precedent where it was counted as a gift. Now, at the same time they're doing that, WorldNet Daily points out that the feds are doing gunpoint searches of private planes to such an extent that one congressman is trying to, or rather a senator, Senator James Inhofe of Oklahoma, is trying to stop that. He's putting in a pilot's bill of rights. We all have a bill of rights. We don't need a pilot's bill of rights. We need to enforce the bill of rights. The Fourth Amendment needs to be enforced. Let's do that for everybody, not just a few people. But that shows the hypocrisy, doesn't it? Where you've got Congress now saying that they can accept flights to anywhere, and it's no longer an ethics issue. But meanwhile, anybody with a private plane is going to get gunpoint searches. That's what we see rolling out as this tyranny is rolling out. One of the ways that you can support this operation, one of the ways that you can get this information out there and help to get people on, is with the Mulan Lave belt buckles. We've got 500 of them. It's a limited edition. They're not going to last long at the rate that they're moving right now. A beautiful buckle. It's kind of based on that T-shirt design that we have. And just like I was saying about the Dinesh D'Souza movie, it's a way to support the alternative media. It's a way to increase debate. It's something that you can talk to people about. They're going to ask you, what's your belt buckle about? They're going to be sold out in just a few weeks. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball. Security, alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis, InfoWars, building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive, discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They're never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.